Throughout the entire month of May, we're going to bring honor back. This is something that's missing from our culture, and we're calling it honorology. Honorology. We want to teach everybody and bring them back to honor. We're so preoccupied in our life with our own self and our own contentment that we often forget to respect and honor other human beings on this earth. And when we honor our parents, we're actually honoring God. In Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse, this is one of the Ten Commandments. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I want to read that one more time because it's usually one of the commandments that we sort of just breeze across. But when we honor the Ten Commandments, we're honoring God. And so by honoring our father and mother, we are honoring the position and the roles that God created for this earth. Mothers didn't just happen. They were created. That role was created by God. God could have created us in any way. He could have made us just pop out of trees or come up from the ground. He could have made us be individuals that didn't have family members. We could just be completely individualistic. But God created the world in such a beautiful way that He created fathers and mothers, that they would come together and they would become one. And they would be fruitful and multiply. And so when God says, honor your father and mother, what he's saying is, honor this creation that I have created for you. So honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Another verse that we don't have up on the screen, but it's a paramount chapter of the Bible about women. It's Proverbs, the 31st Proverb, says, a virtuous woman who can find. And then a few verses later, it says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. And so you might be a mom here today and say, man, you know, that doesn't happen all the time. You know, like my kids don't wake up and call me blessed. They wake up and call me some things. But it's not blessed. And my husband and I have some conversations, but it's not him praising me. And so sometimes you might think that you're not virtuous because these things aren't happening, because this is what happens to virtuous women. But the truth is that our culture has lost honor. And so what we want to do at Promised Land is we want to bring back honor. We want it to be a part of the fabric. We want it to be intricately woven through our culture of Promised Land San Marcos. And not just this local church, but the church of San Marcos. Which, by the way, wasn't Wednesday night just beautiful? Those of you that can make it to City Activity Center. Wow, it was packed with like 8 or 10 churches from San Marcos. It was just beautiful. And so what we're believing and hoping is that the Church of Jesus Christ here in this community will have honor woven into it. And sometimes we think that it's more important to establish our rules, establish our laws, establish our religion, or establish our point of life, the values that we have, and honor sometimes it's thrown off to the side, but we want honor to be one of the most important aspects of our culture. Think about Jesus when he is on the cross. He's actually being physically crucified, and at the foot of his cross is his mother. And while he's in the middle of this painful situation where he's losing his life, being abused and neglected by society, by those that have closely been with him, his mother never leaves his side. His mother's at the foot of the cross, and he honors her on the cross. It's so amazing. Like, he's got so many other things. He's got the sins of the entire world on his mind, and he's bearing the sins of the world. And while he's bearing the sins of the world, his mother is honored. Says, "This is my mom. Mom, this is your son. Son, this is your mother." He says, "I want my mother to be taken care of." So there's a very literal thing that's happening here where John the apostle is there to take care of his mother until the day she dies. So he's taking care of some literal business there. He wants to make sure that Mary is taken care of. And there's a lot of other deep spiritual things that we could just stay on that one sentence and just preach that for a long time about what that means and other things. But just think about the literal face value of what Jesus did while he was on the cross to honor his mother. You know, he was in the position of God. He was God. He is God. And he could have been so busy and preoccupied with the future and history and present of the world that this nominal role that Mary played was then going to be snuffed and thrown away. But no, he honors his mother on the cross. So I want to propose something to you. It's going to be difficult for you to be wrong with your mother and right with God. Difficult, I mean, I don't know how it would be, to be wrong with your mother, to be right with God. So if your mother's still alive, regardless of your age, regardless of her age, we're going to honor her in these four ways. So I'm speaking to anybody that can hear me today, whether you're a teenager, junior high, elementary, college, graduate. We have some Texas State grads that just walked across the stage this week. And we're going to honor you next week, okay? But today's Mom's Day. So the graduates, married, some of you are adults, your moms are here. Some of you have very elderly mothers still alive. Doesn't matter your age. The Bible puts no stipulation on how old she has to be before you honor her. Or when the honor will stop, we honor our moms. Those of you that your mom has passed, it can be a very difficult day for you because you think about what your mom means to you, and it's difficult for you to think about life without your mom. And so we're praying for you today. We pray the peace of God comes and helps you and gives you strength because that's a difficult, I'm sure every Mother's Day is difficult after that event happens when she leaves this earth. I want to encourage you, though, to find another mom that's still here and pay your love and attention to her. Because all the moms could use some more love. Amen? Men and women agree. All the moms could use some more love. And so show some love to a mom. My mom, many people borrow my mom. Feel free. She's the one with the hat over there. Number one, let's honor mom with your words. Honor mom with your words. As Anita Renfro in that video said, mom had a lot of words, right? Mom taught us a lot with her words. She taught us a lot about foresight when she said, make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. Did your mom teach you that? She taught us logic. If you fall out of that tree and break your neck, don't come crying to me. She taught us religion. You better pray that comes out of the carpet. She taught us about contradictions. Shut your mouth and eat your dinner. Think about that. Shut your mouth and eat your dinner. That's kind of hard to do. She taught us about contortionism. Will you look at the dirt on the back of your neck? She taught us about the circle of life. I brought you into this world, and I can take you out. So her words have had a lot of meaning in our life. It's time that we give her some words as well. We need to speak to mom. Tell her you love her. Tell her what she means to you. Men, I said earlier, men put their foot in their mouth all the time. And, you know, we often say, you know, I don't have to say that I love you. You already know it. Or, you know, I already told you that I loved you. I changed my mind. I'll let you know, you know. But you need to say it and show it. But you need to say it. Mom needs to hear those words, I love you. Children need to hear it. Children need to hear other adults saying, I love you to each other. That's the way they're trained. That's the way they know how to show love and affection. So Erica and I have been intentional about creating verbal affirmation culture in our family. And I encourage you to do the same. And if you think that if you say it all the time, it won't mean as much, I just say, take that risk. Take that risk. Just see if it will not mean that much. Say it. Say, I love you. Our spouses need to hear it. Our children need to hear it. And if it makes you uncomfortable, then be uncomfortable. Say it. Can we say it right now? I love you. Doesn't that feel good? I love you. So what could you say to your mom that would honor her? That's something you need to think about. What could you say to your mom, besides I love you, that would honor her? Think about that. Let's do it. Number two, we want to honor her with our touch. Honor her with our touch. When was the last time you gave your mom a hug without her having to ask you for it or spank you to get it, right? When was the last time you gave her a kiss or gave her a neck rub, or just simply sat on the couch and hung out with her? Mom was the first person that ever held you. For months, she held you in her womb. Pregnant moms go through hell on earth for birth to happen. For months, it's that way. And then emotional, hormones, physical, the process that moms go through, and we never realize it until we see men. We don't really realize it until we see our wives go through birth for our kids, and it's like dawns on us, oh, my mom did that for me. Wow, that, and then all of a sudden, because we're dumb and we're slow, we don't realize it, and then all of a sudden, it hits us. You were her first priority. She held you. She cuddled you. She stroked your head. She rubbed your feet. She held your little cheeks against her cheek. She gave you a finger to grasp when you were trying to find something secure. In love, she did all these things. She even groomed you with her licked thumb. Have y'all done that now? Have you passed that on to your kids? Or she changed your diapers, okay? She cleaned parts of your body that you probably haven't cleaned since. I can't believe I just went there on Mother's Day. That's supposed to be. She potty trained you. She held the Kleenex to blow your nose. She wiped the food off your face longer than she should have. She constantly touch you physically. And moms, as we grow older, moms grow older as well, and they have to endure a lot of the mess of their kids. At the beginning, it's an innocent mess. And then as those kids get older, they start learning the things of life and probably should make some other decisions. And mothers continually love and take care of their kids. She deserves your honor by the way you physically connect with her. Hug her neck. Put your arm around her. Hang out with her. Your presence, think about this. Your presence is a great present to your mom. And this stuff is free too. Financially free, but it's going to take a cost to your time and to your pride and to your schedule. All right, so how could you show honor to your mom by your touch? Number three, we want to honor mom with our patience. And this is something that really, really, really comes into play the older we get in life. We honor mom with patience. With patience. Moms have an incredible job. In fact, I calculated this week with minimum wage. If a mom was paid minimum wage just to be mom, she'd make $75,000 a year. That would be awesome, moms, right? That's the whole question of, do you work or do you stay at home? She works at home, away from home. She's working everywhere. There's no position in the world that compares to the physical, emotional, and spiritual commitment that a woman has in motherhood. There's never a day off. There's never vacation time from being a mom. 24/7, 365 days a week. And in spite of all she has done for us, it's so easy to become impatient with her. It is. It's easy to become impatient with her because it goes back to the thing I talked about at the very beginning when I said that we get so focused on our life and what we think is important about our life and our comfort and our future and all that, that mom becomes this sort of distant role in our life, and we become impatient when she, we might say, nags about some things, right? Not talking about my mom at all. This is not, it's not Kathy at all. She was, and to some still is, your taxi, your nurse, your chef, your wardrobe manager, your career advisor, your counselor, your mentor, your confidant, your teacher. It's your mom. Honor her with your patience. Just because, this is probably something that we forget, just because she's tender, just because she's always going to be there, isn't a reason to take advantage of her. We think, oh, mom's going to be there. I can call her next week. I can email her next week. She's always there. And those of you that have lost a mom could stand up and preach right now about she's not always going to be there. Someday she's not going to be there. Teenagers, let me talk to you just for a second. Any teenagers in here today? And even those maybe a little bit older than a teenager, or a little bit younger than a teenager, if you treated your friends like you treat your mom, you may not have any friends. The parents are preaching. Their parents are with me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you treated your friend's mom like you treated your mom, your friend's mom wouldn't let you hang out with your friend. For some reason, we treat those the closest to us sometimes with the most disregard. Your moms deserve better. Honor your mother. Honor your father and mother. Honor your mother. She's not just a rug to wipe your thoughts on and to wipe your, just to vent all your emotions. She takes it. She listens to us. She absorbs a whole lot. She forgives us. She pays a price as a mom to take on a lot of the sins of her kids. And she loves them and she accepts her kids. Moms, we love you. And we're going to be more patient to you. We're going to listen better. We're going to be there for you. James Dobson wrote a letter to, or he read a letter on Focus on the Family many years ago. This is from an 80-year-old mom on her birthday. She said, "To all my children, I suppose my upcoming birthday starts many thoughts along these lines. This is a good time to tell you that what I truly want are things I can never get enough of, yet they are free. I want the intangibles. I would like for you to come and sit with me and for you to be relaxed. We can talk, or we can be silent. I would just like for us to be together. I need your patience when I don't hear what you say the first time. I know how tiresome it is always to be repeating, but sometimes I must ask you to repeat. I need your patience when I think too much about the past with my slowness and my set ways. I want you to be tolerant with what the years have done to me physically. Please be understanding about my personal care habits. I spill things. I lose things. I get unduly excited when I try to figure out my bank statements. Moms actually figure out bank statements. I can't remember what time to take my medication or if I took it already. I take too many naps. Sometimes sleep helps to pass the day. Well, there you have it. Time, patience, and understanding. Those are priceless gifts that I want. Finally, in his letter, Paul wrote, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I know I can too. It's a wonderful feeling to know his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he cares for me. I guess 80 isn't so bad after all. Love, Mom. So how could we be more patient with Mom? Finally, number four, we're going to honor Mom with our attention. Honor Mom with our attention, and these are all linked together, you know. Patience and attention. I was talking to a mom the other day in the hallway. She said, I need counseling. I haven't spoken to my daughter in days. Rosie. Love you, Rosie. So I had to pull her daughter aside. She goes to our church too. Let's have a counseling session. Moms want our attention. Moms listen to us pour out our heart. She had a sympathetic ear, always has. Even as an adult, she is ready and willing to listen. Several years back, there was a documentary on television about a man on death row. They interviewed the men and their mothers too. And invariably, the moms would say, he's such a good boy. The interview, yes, but he slaughtered 37 people with an axe. Mom responded, yes, I know, but he has a good heart. That's how moms are. So, what kind of attention are we giving to her? Mom always listens, but sometimes mom has issues too. Sometimes it's the tables turned. It's time for us to listen to our mom. Our parents have fears and anxieties, stress that they have protected from us and have shielded from us oftentimes because they're our parents and are supposed to do that. And it's often easy to think that our parents are invincible because we have some amazing parents. But the truth is that they are needing us as children to listen to them and to show the same level of care and attention to them that they did to us as they were bringing us up. How could you honor your mom with more attention? What may seem like a little thing to you could be a great big thing to your mom. Today, we're going to honor all the moms that are attending here at Promised Land. We're going to give you a special gift today. It's a really neat little gift. And first, I want to pray for all the moms. So I would love, if you're a mom and you'd like prayer today, just simply stand to your feet. I want to pray a blessing over our moms right now. And maybe you're a mom here today and you haven't had your first child yet. You're expecting your first child and your child's not born. Come on, stand to your feet. Your mom today. We're going to pray for our moms that they would continue to fight the fight that they fight and that the power of God's Holy Spirit would strengthen and encourage. Because it's a tough battle to be that virtuous woman that Proverbs 31 talked about. And I just want to say that all the moms here today, you're fighting a fight. You are participating in a role that God has created, and we want you to know at Promised Land that we appreciate you being the woman of God that you are. And there's many of you right now as you're standing here listening to me, you're saying, yeah, but you don't realize how I'm really not as good of a mom as people think or whatever. And even in your inconsistencies and inabilities to do it, God's Spirit is going to come and help you, give you strength and forgive you and help you along the way. And we as your church family are making a commitment today to honor you. So what I'd like is maybe one or two people to stand. If your kids are here, stand beside your mom right now. And we're going to pray for the moms. If your kids aren't here, somebody else is going to stand and just put a hand on your shoulder. And we're going to pray right now for each mom. Let's make sure all the moms have at least a hand on their shoulder and spread out, get out in the aisles, walk around a little bit. You need to know that we're going to honor you with touch today. We're going to touch you. We're going to pray for you and believe that God's peace is going to come into your life and in your heart in a way that only He can do. But hopefully it's going to come through some people too. It's going to come through some kids and some other folks. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for all of our moms here today. Now, even those listening by podcast or watching online right now, God, we are praying and believing for every single mom within the sound of my voice, God, that you would help, that you would strengthen them. Lord, if there's any challenges that they're facing right now that is associated with their motherhood, Lord, maybe it's a child that is rebellious or doing something they're not proud of, God, or maybe they've lost a child and they're struggling with that void, Jesus. Maybe a mom's missing her own mom. God, we pray, Lord Jesus, no matter what that void is and no matter what the issue is, God, you are able in your way, in your supernatural way, to bless, to comfort, to bring peace, bring rest to all the moms here at Promised Land San Marcos. We pray in the wonderful name, the beautiful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.